August 31, 2020, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
regular show. Last day of August. Happy Monday. Summer's coming to a fucking big Los Endos. Brother Matt, still at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, a couple miles south here because Quentin Quarantino mode. But I'm not totally man alone. Because with me, due to those genius software people in Estonia with their Skype invention, Brother Milo, how you doing? From Barcelona. Right? That's where you're at, right?
Yeah, I'm Barcelona here.
Yeah.
In the middle of the coronavirus place.
Right.
Swimming in coronavirus, something like that. You know?
Sure, sure.
And I don't know. I think we are okay here. The situation is really strange, like everywhere, I think. We're working on music for luck, and that's it.
Well, we're going to tell the people about your journey through music up to this point, though. But I understand right now, yeah, kind of lame. But we're going to bear with it. We're going to get through it. I should tell the people we started off with John Coltrane doing Doxy. And then we had Familia Miranda doing Zalapo.
Sorry?
Zalapo.
Salapel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Salapel, you know, is very strange because I thought that was I read in a book when I was ill, and I thought it was a Polonian, Polish word. But I asked Polish people, and it doesn't exist. So Salapel is Salapel. That's it.
Yeah, it's not Spanish. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Not Spanish, and it's not Polish, too.
Okay. Well, that's two languages. It might be one of the other thousand. So, Milo, tell me, your earliest musical memory.
Yeah?
Please.
What do you want, sorry?
I want you to tell me your earliest musical memory.
My early music memory is very strange. I think it's not very strange. It was some records from Elvis Presley and with that too, with Victor Jara records. Elvis with Victor, you know?
Yeah.
That is my records I got from my father. That it was a vinyl. And it was a place in Santiago de Chile, that's where I come from, that was called La Feria del Disco, and he bought me those records. And I still have them.
And Victor Jara, big hero.
Yeah.
For those days.
Big hero. Really big hero. Yeah.
I don't know if the people out there, little listeners, know, but this man, many bullets to kill him. It was terrible, but he was a singer.
Something like 27 bullets in his body.
27 bullets.
For six. No.
And I think they got the guy. He lived in the United States. He, the soldier.
Yeah. We know who is him. I don't know if he's in jail, but I think he lived very tranquilo during most of his life. Like all those murders, you know?
Sure. People. Victor Jara was a songwriter and a singer, and a
songwriter. He did drama too.
Right.
He was a huge artist. Yeah.
Renaissance man, and he's the powerful expression. He sang songs for the people. And
it was like that. He sings for the people.
Right.
It is like. Very important thing to do.
Yeah, so a mixture. Elvis Presley, Victor Jara. These records.
And I really, my earliest is like Elvis Presley was like my hero when I was a little child, and Victor Jara too.
Yeah.
My music was like a Brazilian tropicalia music.
Yeah.
and Elvis and Victor Jara, and that's what I hear in my house. And the Beatles too, después, how do you say, after? And then I think punk destroyed everything in my mind.
Now, in the house there in Santiago, was there instruments?
Yeah.
Like guitar?
Not so much. There was one guitar and some, drums.
And some drums.
Some drums, some folklorist drums from Latin American drums.
Right.
Something like
that. And did you try to learn to play?
Yeah, I began playing the guitar when I was 8, something like that. That was my instrument, but I didn't go so far, really.
What about at school?
School, school was not for me. I tried to forget that, really.
Well, school, I'm curious about music in school. Were you in the marching band the choir or something like that?
Nothing.
Okay.
I didn't participate at school in music.
Yeah, because I always wonder about that, because some schools, they don't even have music programs.
Yeah, no, in Chile, it's very, the music program is very poor.
Okay.
I think. With a friend, I don't know if it's true, but with a friend, we always say that North American people always sing very good, because they have lessons in the school. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, there's a lot of choir. And then people sing, they also learn in church.
If you see American bands, always have good singers.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of rock and roll singers, early, like you say, Elvis, he learned how to sing in church in Tupelo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, black influence. Yeah, totally.
So did you have a guitar teacher?
I used to have a guitar teacher, but for 3 years when I was 8 years.
Okay.
When I was 8, he's Miguel Ángel Burgos, and he was an expert in folklore guitar.
Okay.
And it was very interesting, really. He teach me some song in that, but I don't really... I still sing them sometimes.
Okay. I want to play here Recursos Naturales.
Recursos Naturales is from our Mocha project. Same.
Right. More recent project, right? We'll get to it.
That is with my brother Macha from Chico Trujillo and Catafú.
Okay.
From Familia. But it's a project that we did in, he was in Chile and I was here.
So you traded files.
Yeah, and we did a 7-inch. Very nice.
Okay, let's listen.
Oh, got it, man. H, low. Truly question your question your trunk rope as we two have been walking and walking through the heavens gates all planes those days we without a bit I don't we keep going up Beyond
light.
No fear. We live alone.
Give it all.
Fear.
Fear.
Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Do I dream well?
We look at
the devil. We said that it's coming back right here.
Anytime.
Scared you.
It will
be. Which is not this is Mimi. That which is manifested is of our own. We're just, we possess, living out the fear of our clothes. That is manifested is of our own. This universe is even satisfied. That's why it does. Give me one thing, what we need.
Thank you.
Okay. 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 Okay.
A honey possum darts across the floor of a downtown bar.
among table legs and teachers and tourists. In another city, a developer sets a building on fire. The stand-up downs a shot of honey bourbon. Survivors crawl into the emergency wagon. In another city, the children play air guitar on trains for coins. The cabaret singer has bright teeth and a honeyed voice. 8 survivors wrapped in blankets. 2 tourists leave the bar. In another city, a woman sits alone in a kitchen. She considers revolution, sipping honey wine from a glass chalice.
for Pedro show. That was Mocha doing Recursos Naturales, a new project Milo's got going with his buddy. After that, we had Aunt Sally with Paragon. Tobacco. Can't count on her. Mr. Tom with Tobacco has a new album coming out on Halloween. A Model Home, brand new Ancient Man. Something live online. His Name Is Alive, brand new. Last Thing Thought Of version. Bogdan Rzyzinski with You As an Out of Control Extension of Me. Interesting title. Black Lodge with Grinny Spinner. Or no, Ginny Spinner. Gin. To get seeds out of cotton. It's also liquor, right? I think juniper berries or some shit. It tastes like medicine. Deerhoof with Obadada Leo Smith doing Minor Monster. No, Mirror Monster. I can't read. Mashi Wen Chalice. I'll show you the Minayo. That's we just finished an album. It'll be out soon. But this is from the second album, Skinny Cat. And then finally, Familia Miranda, Paraguay. Okay. Let's get back to your journey through music, Milo. So, you do a little guitar when you're younger.
Yeah.
But I meet you, in Barcelona. So what? How did you get from Chile?
I don't know, really. Oh. I don't remember. No. We were touring with Familia Miranda since 2000 to Europe, to Germany, all the north of Europe.
Ah, but I should ask you. Familia Miranda was... that band was put together in Chile?
Yeah, from 2000.
Oh, okay, well, tell me about how did that band get together?
We were... I used to play in a punk band called Los Insurgentes and Catafú.
Was that your first band?
Not really, but in that years I was playing there, it was a punkabilly, like rockabilly and all that. We play everywhere.
Yeah.
It was very nice because we play everywhere in Santiago and in some, regions from Chile.
Yeah, what was Santiago punk scene like?
It was at that time. It was very divided.
We're talking about the 90s, right?
Yeah, 90s, first 90s, and all the 90s. I remember the first gigs.
Yeah.
With a lot of cops.
Uh-oh.
You know that dictatorship in Chile was until now, but Pinochet was until 89,
yeah,
something like that. And in the 90s, it was like a lot of bands playing, and a lot of places were open, but it was really difficult. Since we play, I don't know, the equipment was very poor.
You also said the scene was divided.
Yeah, it was divided because I don't know. It was divided. It was hardcore people, straight edge people, rockabilly people, the punk. I don't know, the trash people and all that. Like urban tribes. How do you say tribus urbana?
Okay. Yeah. It seems like, so just kind of the genre, kind of a tribe.
Something like that, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was interesting because in Chile, it was not the scene, really. Everything is divided. The social system there is very divided. There are very... Jupy people and very poor people too.
Okay.
It's like that. Collaborate with that division of the scene,
yeah.
I think.
So the punk scene in Santiago was kind of a reflection of what was going on socially.
Yeah, something like that. Very little, but it was something like that.
Okay. So there was a lot of places to play, but this kind of music? Of music?
We invent places, like social pieces, but there were a lot of concerts in the second half of the 90s.
Yes.
The first half was really difficult, but because I think dictatorship was there. Well, until now, I say again that.
Yeah.
But the cultural scene was really like growing. Because the cultural scene the whole cultural scene was very hurt by the dictatorship.
Yeah, right.
Was really like killed.
Yeah, right. Stifled, closed. Yeah.
And really the people from the regiment were really stupid people. They don't have nothing to do with, well, like right people, right hand people have nothing to do with the culture, I think. Okay. And this punk scene was very, very poor too, but I don't know. With my band, we sometimes play three days a week, for example.
Oh,
and that's
great.
what was really nice. We live in that. We didn't receive money and nothing, but we live with that. We were always playing.
That's great.
And that was very nice.
But then that band fell apart, and you start Familia Miranda?
Yeah, Catafu was finishing with a project, a very good project. He had the Catafu is the guitarist of Familia Miranda. I am the bass player.
Uh-huh.
And finishing a very good project that was called Super Sordo.
Okay.
And I was left in Insurgentes, and we start drinking together.
Yeah.
Because we were very tristes. How do you say? We were very tristes. I say. We were very sad that we get together to drink, and we start playing, and then Familia Miranda was born.
Okay, and then you tour outside. Well, first maybe you play neighboring Latin America, and then you go to Europe.
No, it was really crazy about that. We're really stupid because we have like 10 songs or yeah. something like songs. Because it was very like we play like improvisation, and we start making like pieces.
Yeah.
And we did a CD, a record.
Yeah.
And we go touring to Europe. We come here for 3 months.
Wow.
And we have like 20 gigs, something like that.
Yeah.
And we say how much time we can spend here. So 3 months. Then we do a tour of 3 months. But we didn't have enough gigs, and so we came like that, and it was really good. The tour of 2001 was really good. We spent 3 months here, like playing. We did like 45 gigs or something like that.
Wow. But you mean you guys never toured Argentina or Brazil or Peru?
Is that in Latin America is very difficult.
Okay.
In that years, what there was very difficult to... Even in Chile, it's very difficult to go to other cities.
Okay.
And here in Europe, everything is more...
connected.
Yeah. It was like that. We went to Argentina twice,
yeah.
to Buenos Aires, to Mendoza,
yeah.
but not so much. I think now we can do something like that easily. Now, no, of course not. Now it's impossible, but I hope in some years.
But like 20 years ago, it was very difficult.
Yeah, Yeah, it was really difficult.
Okay. So you get... now, some of you guys, you went to Hamburg, right? And some stayed in Barcelona.
Yeah, always Hamburg was our center. How do you say? When we came to tour to Europe, like three times from Chile, we went to... In Hamburg, we made like the office.
Kind of the base, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most of our friends live there.
Okay, but you guys decided to go to Barcelona to live.
Yeah, that's... I don't know why, really. But we end up in Barcelona. Catafú now is living in Alicante. He's not living in Barcelona.
Ah, Alicante, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only thing that stays the same is change.
Yeah.
We're at Milo, we're at the end of the first hour. August 31, 2020 edition, Watt for Pedro show. Special guest Milo. Hold tight for hour two. August 31, 2020. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah. Jerry gave us a place to stay. And Billy got a hold of a van, and man, we moved in the very next day. 2541, big windows to let in the sun. 2541, and I put down the money, and I picked up the keys. We had to keep the stove on all night long so the mice wouldn't freeze. You put our names on the mailbox, and I put everything else in the past. It was the first place we had to ourselves. Different now, I'd say the situation's reversed, and it'll probably not be the last time I have to be out by the bus. 2541.
彼が彼女も君の街まで結ぶ感情。 Wilson.
Yeah, I want it, but I don't want it bad enough. And yeah, I feel bad, but I don't feel bad enough yet. Yeah, I want it, but I don't want it bad enough. And yeah, I feel bad, but I don't feel bad enough yet. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. We start off the second hour with Familia Miranda doing El Bloqueo. And then Sam Bennett over in Tokyo with Chase Scene. Tollum, brand new. Everything's Left to Say. Nune. Yeah, I found this in the archive there. GTFB. Trippy. Grant Hart with the EP version of 2541. Brother Grant, we're missing him big time. The Chef Cooks Me. Yeah, another Tokyo band. The Belt Line Carrying Us. The Ophelia's brand new, Bad Enough. And finally, Familia Miranda with Canción de Playa de la Academia.
Ah, you know whom is that song?
Tell me.
He's from Academy Fight Song.
Ah, Academy Fight Song. Yeah, Mission of Burma.
Yeah. It's a cover.
But it's, yeah, but a version. Your own special version.
Yeah, it's a version, but the original is better, I think.
Yeah, I like very much. I'm curious. When you guys made that first Familia Miranda album, did you record that in Santiago?
Yeah, we record in 2004. I think that is Ensayo Error is the record.
Now, what's a studio like in Chile? What's the recording equipment situation?
Yeah, there's very huge studios in Chile, but the records that we made there, we made them in very little studios. The first two one is in Koala Records.
Yeah,
that it was like a home studio.
Yeah,
of a guy that have a place to rehearse, to practice.
Sure, practice room.
The ensayo, the three first album, I think. And then Ensayo Error, we made it with Gonzalo González.
Yeah.
In a bigger studio. And that's good, I think.
Okay.
Now it's very easy it's more easy than in the 80s or in the 90s to record.
Right.
Even I have a big studio now.
Oh, no, I'm going to get to that. Yeah, I know all about it, and mastering and everything, but we're going to get to that.
Yes.
I want to play Walter.
Walter.
cages. The cold steel chutes. The air-powered head hammers.
Living on quarantine. Cutting out all the straws.
The air-powered head hammers.
Living like a 1699. Fucking up all the wrong trees. Class warfare propaganda.
The air-powered head hammers.
nic w świecie. Dezinformacja, telewizja. Dezinformacja, telewizja.
Live from Peter Show, and we start off that chunk of music with Familia Miranda doing Walter. He's amigo.
Mi amigo Walter. No, the name of the song is the same name from a very nice guy from Chile.
Yeah. And when Familia Miranda went to record, would you make demos or would you compose in the studio?
We make a lot of demos, and we in the first time we did a lot of cassettes. Always we record all the practice, and then we start doing the songs, making the songs, and we always go with the songs finished to the studio.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But some of the songs are made in the studio.
Okay.
There's always one song from the studio.
Okay. Right after that, we had Chicos Raros. You sent this to me, these Wild Boys, with Siglo 21. And then Chris Chappelle's Distortion Pedal with the air-powered head hammers. The Hawk after that.
Chicos Raros.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice guys.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
Barcelona guys, right?
Yeah.
Then we heard the Hawk with Souvenir, She Creatures of the Hollywood Hills. Now there's a band in Chicago called the Ridiculous Trio. They're drums, trombone, and tuba, and they cover Stooges.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty wild, brand new.
Ridiculous what?
The Ridiculous Trio. So. Yeah, you know, of course, they're doing Stooges, but when you put Stooges through trombone, tuba, and drums, it comes out a little different. But it's pretty wild still.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, I just got Henry Rollins got me for writing a little piece about this. All the sessions of the Funhouse album by Stooges on vinyl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I had the CD version from the 90s, but now, he asked, will you write something? Because I love Funhouse. This album, to me, it could have been recorded next week. It doesn't sound like 1970 at all. Yeah. Really good. I don't know. It's powerful rock and roll for me, and just beautiful. Guided by Voices after that with Thank You, Jane. Bouchon, Try Another Day. They were on the show a couple weeks ago. Chrome, Tomorrow Yesterday. Chris Burns with the Cat Beefheart song, Safe as Milk.
Beefheart.
From the first album with Ry Cooter. Incredible stuff. And then finally, Familia Miranda doing a cover of Sun Ra, Nuclear War.
Wow. Sun Ra, un grande.
Yeah. Big hero for me, too. And, what made you guys want to do that song? I love your version.
I remember I get up in the morning one day, and it was the birthday of Sun Ra, the 100th birthday, I think. I'm not sure, but, and we get to the studio with Muelles, with the drummer of Familia Miranda.
Yeah.
We did the la base, how do you say, the bass, the bass and the drums.
Right.
And then we start calling people from everywhere, friends from Italia, Marco Bernacchia from Above the Tree, sing there.
Great.
El Jose from Betuniser, from here, from Valencia.
Say,
La Guerra Nuclear! And a lot of friends participate there, and they record it in the phone, and we made that version.
Ah.
And it was
I understand.
Really nice.
So first you put together a rhythm section, and then everybody went and, collaborated.
Yeah, it's like a jam session by phone.
Yeah.
And the song really, I like more Sun Ra version, of course.
Yeah, but original. But your version is very good too, though. Your version is very good. You know, I think if you do a version of a song, you should make it a little different. It shouldn't be like a total copy, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But I when I want to do a version of a song, if is that I like a lot the song and I like a lot the original version. So it's like a game, something like that.
Yeah. Well, in a way too, a tribute.
Yeah. It's a tribute. Birthday party. Something
right.
like that.
Right. For 100th birthday. Yeah. Incredible. You know, I read the book by John Zweig called Space is the Place, and his life story is very intense.
Terrible. Yeah. It was a terrible guy, too, I know.
You know, nuclear, you know, it's anti-war song, right? Well, you know, during World War II, he went to jail for being conscientious objector.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I read about it in the John Zweig book. Willie Dixon, too, the bass player, blues bass player. They didn't want to fight in the war, so they went to jail. Interesting thing. So you were inspired just because you found out it was his 100th birthday.
Yeah, and because I hear that song that day.
Yeah. So kind of a coincidence.
Yeah. Is it when you hear a song and you find a nice bass line.
Yeah.
It's like that. And you start playing it and, let's record it.
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about music. Make connections like that. Yeah. And then it kind of makes it forever, especially once you record it.
See? Yeah.
Really good. Look, we're at the end of the second hour. August 31, 2020 edition of the Juan Pedro Show. Special guest Milo. Hold tight for hour three. August 31, 2020. It's the third hour of the Juan Pedro Show.
bodies are light. We float ephemerally in this mist of ambience, centrally we grace. There's earth with presence and ability of sentience. Now watch us breathe as we transgress that wonderful tone. We engage and persist. Why do we entangle and come back in this Eden when such lovely breath is expressed among us? I don't know. He said, beauty is around us. Yet we find the injustices. We have to try to find commonality to bless our hearts with a reality that recognizes this life. This was dedicated to our friend Freak.
Watch for Pedro show. We start the third hour off with Familia Miranda, Caballo de Aquia. So, Horse for Hire. Crane and Skip after that. The Heart So True. Lunatics on Parole. A New World Arising. David Gerard. Isotropic Epilogue. And finally, Bolero. Familia Miranda. Of course, there's many boleros, but this is the Familia Miranda. I think a bolero was kind of a style of a song, right? Music.
Yeah.
So
it's like a romantic style.
Well, of course, there's the famous Ravel bolero, you know.
Yeah.
So everybody thinks that's the only kind of bolero, but there's many boleros, right?
See, there's a lot of Latin American bolero.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's another thing. People don't understand this. Because I got a friend, he does some cumbia, but he does like a Colombia version. Like everybody's got their own kind of taste, their own style, their own kind of style.
Yeah.
Sometimes up here in North America, we forget. We think it's all one. And there's a lot of little nuances. Look, tell me about the studio that you've started. Well, it's been a couple of years now, right?
When I arrived to Barcelona, the guitar player of the band, El Catapú, go back to Argentina. So I stay alone here for some time, and I get bored, and I start working with some bands in another little studio that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was La Pausa de la Mirada, the studio. And like 2016, something like that, I went to, taller. Let me see.
You're checking on some translation?
Taller. I go to work to France with Steve Albini in a workshop. How do you say in a?
Yeah, kind of internship.
Yeah, something like that for 10 days.
Yeah, so like kind of a workshop.
Workshop. That's the.
That's the word. Okay. So Steve Albini.
My English is really was really good when I was younger, and now it's really asqueroso. Worse, like. I don't know what happened.
Well,
I know, really know, but no, I don't want to.
What we say here, Milo, is if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, it's like that.
So you need some fucking more baka engle around you. but anyway.
I practice my German friends, for example, and that's not really a good practice.
No, not so much, but... It's okay. Yeah. You do fine. But to get back to your story, you went to France.
Sorry.
You went to France to spend 10 days with Steve Albini to do a workshop on recording.
Yeah, okay. I feel there that I have to do a better studio and then I start working in the idea of Hukot, that is the actual studio.
Yeah, Hukot.
And now I make this studio, I buy a place at 150 meters place.
Right.
Here in Hospitalet, near Barcelona. It's really in Barcelona. So from my house, it is at the Sagrada Familia, is like 15 minutes in metro.
Okay.
So... And I made this studio, like I designed it, and I have like two rooms, one dead and one live room.
Live room, yeah.
And a control and a place to stay and so on. And I'm working a lot, like from 4 years ago, something like that.
Now, what did you learn from Steve Albini?
Well, he's like a very, generous person with his knowledge.
Yeah.
So I learn a lot of things. I think he don't have like secrets.
You know, I got to record with Stooges with him.
Yeah, I know. We talk about that.
And it seemed he's very interested in microphones.
Yeah. He's like, you know, I like his work, and I work a little bit like him in something, in some points.
Yeah.
Because he is like using the original sound from the band or from the music.
Yeah, he's right. Not,
He worked more with, not with effects.
Right, more organic, less effects.
And I really like that. I really like those, the records that I have here most are like that. And I think the effects, for example, the reverb at the 80s or the delay or all that, yeah. Like, are really, like, modas. How do you say modas?
They're terrible. They ruin it. Yeah, it's too, also makes it very dated. When you hear 80s music, you can tell right away because of those effects.
Yeah, it's like that. And for example, 70s records are really nice. The Led Zeppelin, the Brian Eno, the Roxy Music.
Yeah, that T-Rex album, The Slider.
Yeah, totally.
I love that them. Snare drum. That snare drum is so fat.
Yeah. It's like that because you can hear them a lot of times and it doesn't hurt you. I mean, all the records in the 80s and in the 90s too that so loud.
Yeah.
And when you first hear them, you're so, oh, wow, what the sound, but you cannot hear them too much times.
No.
There's everything in the first...
It tires your ears out. Your ears get tired because there's too much...
And in the first listen is everything.
Yeah.
So, and in the 70s albums, you can discover things that were... I don't know. I like that.
Yeah. I understand what you mean. Too much artificial in 80s.
Yeah.
In
the
90s
too.
90s also. The problem with 90s was the limiters, these brick wall limiters. They don't let they don't let the music breathe. Yeah.
And the dynamics.
Yeah, no dynamics. It's terrible. They just want
For bass is horrible, I think.
Oh yeah. Also drums, and acoustic guitar, terrible. Okay, I want to play Familia Miranda here. Servu.
Servu.
El hombre sin cara mira. No hay ningún espejo. Mujeres desesperadas trabajan hasta muy tarde y juegan con un cerebro. Ya es la una. We'll be right back.
mar, opio preparado, rebeliones musculares, cucarachas detrás de los órganos. Y así viajando es como voy dándome cuenta de que ser adulto es aprender a convivir con las mentiras, con las letras, con las llamas fuertes, al principio de su
italiano, che sta incredibilmente caloroso e rico in Hamburgo, che normalmente non è. El evento fue una mierda con la policía, agradable porque no había autos en el barrio y un intercambio con muchas weas que pasaron. Aparte de eso, fue bastante entretenido. Y el verano hasta el momento, bien.
Watt for Pedro show, last music for this edition, Servu by Familia Miranda. Mike Ruggiero with what can be seen only. Shit Disturbers. Right place, wrong time. And finally, Mocha with Verano. This is the new project you got.
Mocha.
I should say Mocha. Yeah, here we say Mocha for some... It means I know. It's some kind of milk and chocolate together, okay? It's stupid.
Mocha, yeah.
Tonto.
That is an Italian way to say it.
That's probably why. Yeah. It's some kind of version of coffee.
Café de mocha.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
But mocha, you know, is like a fight, to fight.
Sure. Mocha, yeah. Luce.
Lucha, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Lucha Libre, wrestling. Look, what's your next plans, Milo?
Sorry?
Your next plan.
My next plan is to, we are working in another band. It is called Remedios.
Yeah.
Remedios is like an old lady from Sevilla.
Yeah.
With two drums. One bass, that is me, and one guitar.
Okay, so two drummers. Andalusia. Okay, Sevilla.
It's something like that. I mean, it's Remedios.
Yeah.
The Remedios is like a name of an old lady from Sevilla.
Okay, because, you know, there's a lot of flamenco tradition from that place.
Ah, of course. Of course.
Cordoba even more, but... I saw some...
La Remedios is an old flamenco lady,
I think. So kind of gypsy, more. Where can people find you on the internet?
www.hukotaudio.com.
Okay, spell this. HUKOTAUDIO.com.
Audio. Yeah. That's hukotaudio.com.
Yeah. I cannot wait to hear this new project you got. And actually, everything that comes out of your studio, I really like.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm going to send you a lot of more music.
Can't wait. Bring it. Big honor to have you, Milo, on the show. Thank you so much. When you get this new project recorded, you come back on the show and we talk about it.
Of course. And I hope to see you soon, too.
Soon as I can get back over there, I promise.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah. Well, people, it's been the August 31, 2020, just a lot. Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.
Salute.